As I saw my body laying there, and I thought, that can't be me. I'm here. This is me. You know, you've never seen two of yourself. You know, and here I was laying there. I thought, that's not really me. And that scripture where Paul said, we're just in a tent, that hit me so strong. I thought, that's just a tent. That's nothing. It's temporary. This is the real me. This is what eternity is all about. That life that we worry about, it hit me also about the vapor. You know, that life is such a vapor, and James 4:14 talks about, and how short this life is. It's short. 100 years if you live, it's nothing. It goes up like a vapor. And I thought, we've got to live for God. What we do now here counts for eternity. We've got to witness. We've got to get out there and save the lost. You know, we can't worry about all these little piddly things that we all get so tied up and hung up on. We need to really get out there and preach the gospel and the good news, because this is over with quick. But I saw my body laying there. I thought, it was just like as if you got out of your car and looked back at your car. That's not you. It's your car. It just gets you around. That's how that looked to me. That just gets me around here on the earth. But this is the real me. And I thought, oh, Lord, don't leave. Don't leave. I just want to stay with you for a while. And but he left. I came up to my body, and something pulled me back into my body, like I was sucked back into my nose or my mouth. And right then when he left, that's when all the fear and the torture and the torment came back into my mind. Because it says in the Bible, perfect love casts out fear. So I was next to perfect love all that time, so that left me. But when he left, all of a sudden the fear and the horrors of hell entered my mind. And I couldn't stand it. I was screaming. I was in agony. I couldn't live it. I knew that this body was not capable of withstanding that kind of fear. You can't hold up under that kind of pressure. Your body isn't strong enough. So that's when I prayed, and I finally was able to pray, take it out of my mind. In the natural, you would have had to go through all kinds of probably counseling to get through all this trauma. But God took it out, instantly took it out, the trauma. He left the memory, but took the trauma and the fear out. I was so grateful. Anyway, after this, so many things happened, I wish we had time to go into, that God confirmed what happened to me.